This programme has learned that a government plan to bring 28 child refugees to Ireland is in doubt this weekend because Gardaí are not being allowed to travel to Greece due to safety concerns related to COVID-19. This is despite the fact that social workers from Tuzla have been given permission to make the same journey. However, the mission is a joint operation with An Garda Síochána Síochána, which says deploying Garda personnel to Greece to perform security checks on the refugees would be a breach of employer health and safety regulations. The current refugee relocation programme is due to conclude this month, and the Department of Children said that unless the mission goes ahead before its conclusion, the children will not be relocated to Ireland at this time. Well, we're joined in studio now by the Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance, Tania Ward. Tania Ward, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us. Tell us, first of all, who these children are and what they have been through.
Well, you might remember the Moria refugee camp is based in Lesbos, which is at the west of Greece, really near the border of Turkey. And this refugee camp, it was originally set up for about 3,000 people. But at the time of the fire last September, there was 13,000 people living there. So many of them were living under tarpaulin tents, trying to cook alongside gas canisters. There were other families and young people living in makeshift huts made from wooden pallets. And I suppose the place was so dangerous that they were living in, children and women would wear nappies at night instead of venturing outside to use the toilets in the blackness of the night because sexual violence was so rife. The place really was a powder keg. And by the time of the fire, many of these families and children were really left without any roof over their heads and were living in fields around the Moria camp because they couldn't get into towns and villages. The European Union responded by setting up a refugee programme to relocate about 10,000 people. And Ireland opted to relocate 50 refugees, women, children, adult men, and 28 unaccompanied minors. And many of these unaccompanied minors, I mean, they were in the camp without their parents. They were being exploited by local criminals, subjected to prostitution. Some of them were being accommodated in police cells.
And 14 of those unaccompanied minors had been identified and selected for the journey to come to Ireland to be relocated here. Now Gardaí have told us that their personnel, in the middle of the current pandemic, that it would be a breach of a potential breach of employer health and safety obligations to send members of the force to Greece to collect those children and perform the security checks on them. And yet the Department of Children says that Tuzla management have agreed that social workers may travel to Greece. Do you understand why one agency of the state would allow its members to travel but another agency would not?
Yeah. I mean, look, this is very challenging for all employers trying to live and manage through COVID. I know the Gardaí and the Tuzla social workers actually did go to Greece last June, just after the first wave of COVID and when we had no vaccines, to relocate 8 children back in June. And this mission was committed to in October by the government. It was announced by the Minister for Justice, and we knew COVID was, you know, going to be part of our reality over the next year. And what I understand now is the housing has been identified. Foster parents have been especially recruited for this programme, and everyone is waiting for these children to arrive. And these children and families are just waiting in a hotel, waiting for their lives to restart. They're keen to start school. They're keen to make friends. The parents are just keen to have normality for their families again. So I really hope some solution can be found to bring these families as soon as possible to Ireland.
Gardaí have told us that this is a short term or a minor delay, but we do know that the clock is ticking on this refugee programme because it's due to expire at the end of this month. And the Department of Children has said that if the deadline expires, then those children will not be coming to Ireland at this time. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the reality of the programme. I mean, every country in Europe played a role in this programme. Germany in particular took a high number of refugees. We were playing our role by taking 50 refugees and 28 unaccompanied minors. And I understand what will happen if they're not relocated as part of this programme. It could be months and months. These families could be languishing. I mean, they've already lived through the purgatory of Moria. They've already lived through terrible experiences in their home countries. It's about time we give them the option to rebuild their lives in Ireland.
What do you want to see happening then? Because for this mission to go ahead, it would require Gardaí to change their current policy and to go against their own health and safety impact assessment, which they say they've carried out.
I mean, I would hope the Minister for Justice and the Minister for Children could try and resolve this issue. Obviously, the social workers in Tusla have found a way to be able to travel. They've been vaccinated. As I understand it, the children and families in Greece have also been tested. So, I mean, they're trying to minimise the risks of trying to relocate these families. I hope the Gardaí are able to find a solution so Ireland can play its role in the international refugee programme.
What does it say then about our treatment in this country of migrant children if a mission like this doesn't go ahead before that deadline ticks away?
Look, I think it's a travesty if we don't get to relocate these refugees and these children, especially since so much effort has gone into identifying resources, finding accommodation, finding beds, finding social workers and foster parents who actually have the capacity to look after these children. I think it's something that has to be addressed as a matter of urgency.
Tanya Ward, Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance, thank you for joining us. Now, we're also joined on the line by Jennifer Whitmore, Social Democrat TD for Wicklow, who has been asking questions of the Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, about this refugee relocation programme. Jennifer Whitmore, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
There is a delay now in carrying out this mission to bring refugee children to Ireland. What do you make of it?
It's incredibly disappointing that we've reached this stage. It's 7 months since the government made a commitment to bring those children across from Greece. The Minister for Children only 2 weeks ago in the Children's Committee confirmed to me that it was happening. And, you know, it's incredibly disappointing that now it looks like it's not going to happen. Now, I understand if the Gardaí have concerns about this, but an alternative has to be found. You know, if the Gardaí are not able to do it, they must find an alternative solution. And, you know, I would ask that if the Gardaí can do it, perhaps our defence forces could step in and take on that role. But it really would be unconscionable that children who are waiting to come over to Ireland, who see Ireland as an avenue to safety for them, if that avenue is taken away from them just because our systems are not in place, that we are not able to get systems in place to meet some arbitrary deadline, you know, bureaucratic deadline that's been established. I think it would be absolutely unacceptable for that to happen.
The role of the Gardaí here is to perform background checks and security checks on the individuals who would be coming to Ireland. But do you accept that they have legitimate concerns about deploying members of the force to Greece in the middle of a pandemic?
Look, I mean, the Gardaí will, you know, they have their concerns. But I mean, I do question whether something could be done remotely. It cannot be impossible for this to happen. Other countries have managed it. We've had 7 months to get systems in place. And really, the clock is ticking down for those children. And I really do believe that the state has a duty of care to bring those children across. You know, we've made a commitment and we must ensure that it happens one way or another. So I would really ask that the minister sit down with the stakeholders and come up with a workable solution on this. Tusla have done it. I would hope the Gardaí can come up with some mechanism to enable it to happen, but it absolutely has to happen because, you know, we really cannot let these children down, and I think it would be absolutely unconscionable if we did.
You raised this issue with the Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, 2 weeks ago at an Oireachtas committee. You asked him when that mission was going to go ahead, and he told you that it would go ahead a week from then, which would have been last week. Was that the last you heard from him on this matter?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I first raised this issue in the Dáil with Taoiseach in September when we were told that the government would bring across 4 children, which I thought was a disgracefully low number and commitment from Ireland. That was upgraded to 28 children. And I have been kept in touch with the Minister for Children on this since then, repeatedly asking, you know, have the children been brought across? Are the systems in place to happen? But the latest I heard was 2 weeks ago when the minister told me in the committee that it was actually happening. And I was relieved because, you know, 7 months is a long time in a child's life, particularly when they're living in such unsafe conditions and when there's a whole new world and a whole new life available for them in Ireland in relative safety. So it is disappointing to hear now that there is seems to be some blockage to that happening.
And if the deadline, Jennifer Whitmore, for the programme runs out as it's due to do at the end of this month, and if this mission hasn't happened by that time, we're being told that these children then will not come to Ireland at this time, and it will take possibly the restarting of another programme or bilateral agreements to be entered into by the state here to bring those children to Ireland. Either way, you'd be looking at a very long time, wouldn't you?
You absolutely would. And look, to be honest, I don't think that can be an option for us. There has to be a solution. We have to bring those children across. They are relying on us to do what we promised we would do for them. And I think the government needs to really pull out every single stop that they possibly can to make sure that that happens.
All right. Jennifer Whitmore, Social Democrats TD for Wicklow. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.